Welcome to the Imaginal Podcast, a place that protects and explores what we need to actualize our uniqueness. Like the caterpillar who carries its butterfly blueprint in its imaginal cells all the way to the chrysalis, and then melts into liquid before it transforms, we too have an inner knowing that can tell us how to make our wings. Hi, I'm Sauce. Formally, my name is Lori Sauce, but I go by my nickname Sauce. It's a lifelong nickname from my last name and probably the name I'm most known by and that I prefer. So please call me Sauce. I would love that. And I've been compelled to start this podcast because, okay, here's the thing about life. There are almost 8 billion people on the planet right now. And when you think about the number, almost 8 billion, when was the last time that we really thought about how vastly big that number is? And that's just in this one instance of time. So if you extrapolate that over the course of time, past and into the future, think about how many people there have been and will be, but yet not one face is the same, and not one fingerprint, which is completely mind-blowing. And that just tells me this: there is only one you, one unique you. And I've been lucky enough to have been a high school teacher and a soccer coach, and now I'm a life coach and consultant, and I am continually amazed at the sheer beauty of each person and the incredible brilliance of the human spirit. I think you probably know what I mean. It's those moments when you catch life and you see people. And it might be a moment of great triumph or a celebration, a gathering of people for a certain event. Or maybe it's those really hard times in life and people drop everything to come together to help someone or to grieve together. Or sometimes it's just those daily little things that one time seem sacred. Like when you stop and you see someone sleeping, or they're just doing their normal things and for some reason you're overcome with love for them in this moment. And you think, how in the world did I get to live my life alongside you? It's these times when life just feels beautiful and it sinks in, almost like you recognize something that we miss in the busyness of our routines and the days pass. But sometimes something punctures it and we realize this life is pretty amazing. And I just hit my microphone. And you think, am I living life the way I'm meant to? Once in a while, these existential questions cross through. And I think about that when I think of the ways that people express themselves. There was a time when I was teaching high school and I asked my classes, I looked out at all of them and I said, I want you to think back. Raise your hand if you've ever had someone tell you that you couldn't do something, or that you couldn't be a certain way, or that you weren't good enough. And without fail, every hand goes up. Every hand went up. And the feeling in the room as we looked around and we saw each other, and we saw the potential that was on hold, or we saw the dreams that were quieted, or we saw the personality traits that were silenced. And there was this recognition amongst all of us that we had within us something that was yet to be known or yet to be really realized. And there was a beingness too, like, who are you? Who are you really? Because we already love the you that we see, but who are you even more so? And I ask you likewise, who are you? Really, who are you? Because even though there are so many people in this world, there's only your fingerprint. So what in you is yet to be expressed? What parts of you are still dormant? Or what part of you was told to be quiet? No one has the same faceted creativity that you do, and no one has perceived life in the ways that you have. No one has experienced the same compilation of things that your life has seen. And no one thinks exactly like you, and we need you. And I find myself thinking about this a lot because we get into our life routines. Not that those are bad, but I think we can go along and not realize that time has passed so quickly and not heed some of the things that are calling to the deepest parts of us. And my guess is that you're getting along pretty well. And I know you've impacted many lives and have had many successes. But what I'm wondering about is, what are those things that call to you in your quieter moments, those times of deep reflection, those existential flashes when you think, I wonder if this could be part of my life. And if I was to ask you, has there ever been someone who said you couldn't do something, or that you couldn't be a certain way, or that you don't belong here, would your hand be up? And then the second part of that question is, and how did that impact you or keep you or make you quieter? Or how did that sideline something that you intended on doing? And does that have to be your story? So this podcast is to take you just a little bit deeper and make you a little bit freer, actually a lot freer. So, okay, have you ever heard of the term imaginal cells in reference to a caterpillar turning into a butterfly? Because I hadn't until a few years ago when my therapist was explaining them to me, and then just recently again when my business coach brought them up. And the idea of imaginal cells is so intriguing and miraculous, really. If you get a chance, I can't recommend this enough, do a quick search on YouTube or somewhere and find some videos that show this transformation from caterpillar into butterfly. You might fall in love with the caterpillar and the butterfly. It's actually the same being, right? But okay, I can't say that I was a lover of worms. They kind of gave me the heebie-jeebies. But once I started watching these videos, I just started getting so emotionally attached to this caterpillar. And I don't know how it knows what to do, but nature is mind-blowing. Okay, so this caterpillar, once it's lived long enough on Earth in this form, it knows somehow to start putting out this silk, these silk threads, and attaching itself in a certain way to a safe place. And then it shrugs off its caterpillar skin. That's so not the right scientific term for it. But it turns itself into a chrysalis, and then it hangs there for a certain length of time. And what I didn't know, did you know that that caterpillar turns into liquid, into liquid goo, which is unlike the tadpole, right? The tadpole kind of sprouts its legs. I know that's not the scientific term for that either, but if you've seen the tadpole, it grows into a frog, which is also its own miracle. But this caterpillar in this safe, cocooned place just disintegrates into liquid. But in that liquid are its imaginal cells that have been carried forth and through. And it tells itself how to make the butterfly. And I just can't get over how metaphorical that is, because those imaginal cells are dormant in the caterpillar, and then hormones change and all of this transformation happens. And then suddenly it emerges as this gorgeous winged masterpiece of a butterfly, guided the whole time by its own inner knowing that was formed in its imaginal cells and had been there all along, even when it felt so formless. And isn't that so true of us? Sometimes we have an instinct and we know that a transformation needs to happen. And other times we hardly recognize ourselves because we are changing and the ground is shaking and we're not sure what we're transforming into, but we know something has to change and it feels a little darker and maybe we need a safe place. Maybe we need to heal a little. Maybe we need to just take some time away. Or maybe we need to be in community with each other, to know we're not alone, to be buoyed and bolstered, to see each other emerge with these beautiful colors in our wings, to fly. And I was talking to my business coach about this work that I'm so passionate about. I don't even like to call it work because it's really a freeing and unveiling. And it's not because anyone's failing or because anyone's in lack. It's just what else is inside of you? What else is inside of you that's waiting to be expressed or shared or created? And we were just talking about how perfect this analogy is, this concept of imaginal cells and how we can trust them. And how sometimes the process feels confusing or harder. We turn into this liquid goo and we're like, what's going on? But yet there's this constant knowing of self. There's a uniqueness that we know is ours, and it's waiting to be honored. And so my business coach, her name is Jo Casey, by the way. She is the best human. I love her so much. I will link her info in the show notes in case you're looking for a business coach. But she coined the title of this podcast because it was just so perfect. So the intention here is to provide a space where we all can connect, where we can catalyze these transformations in one another, and where we can enlighten and inform and hold stories and bring healing and bring a salve where it's necessary and inspire and laugh and cry where any emotion is valid as we process, whether that's anger or sadness, grief. Sometimes we're going to get it right, and sometimes we're going to try things on and realize that didn't fit me. And what I also want you to understand is what you're allowed to do, what you're free to do, and compassionately discover what is underneath a resistance or a perception that you're on the outside of an experience, that other people are allowed to do this certain thing, but you're not. And we're going to question that really kindly, because the validity of these comments or these instances are coming often from things that were spoken without thought or a projection, perhaps, that wasn't yours. It wasn't meant to land on you, and definitely not meant for you to base your entire life around. So it's interesting. I've been sitting on this podcast. Well, not literally sitting on the podcast. I prefer to sit on chairs. I've been sitting on this podcast for a couple of years, actually. I've kept thinking I would launch it, but I just kept watching the changing scenery, the landscape of our world, and all of the things that have happened to create such political and economical and social impact. And it has troubled me, as I'm sure it's troubled you. And there are things that I want to change. And there are also blind spots of my own that I'm realizing, and I have realized, which only tells me I must have more. But I do think that whether it's a spoken comment or a marginalization or something like that, that we ourselves are either being held back from being who we're meant to be, or we're holding back someone else. And I imagine this world where we are all actually being this butterfly of a person in full expression and in freedom, and not held back by what someone else might think, or what one person said, or a subconscious belief that we're different, or any variation of any of those things, I think is a massive loss and sacrilegious almost. And so here, in this space and time, there is you, and you are one of 8 billion people, which may seem like it's insignificant, but per contra, there's only your unique fingerprint, literally and metaphorically. So I honor you. I honor every big and little facet and layer and nuance that is you. And this podcast is a place where you can come and be raw and real. And some days you're going to be flying colorfully, and other days maybe we'll be in the cocoon, and sometimes we'll be questioning, and what are those cells saying to you? And other times we'll be celebrating or healing. I want this to be a place of safety, and for sure vulnerability will be normalized here. And it's funny, also shame. Shame we want to hide. We are afraid that if people knew that part of us, that they wouldn't like us, or that they would think that we are strange. But it's interesting, shame. Once it's in the light, once it's shared, it's just common ground. It becomes something that is a beautiful part of your story and likely shared. It's likely going to be something that everyone can relate to, and no longer will it have this secret hold. So this is a podcast about hope and healing and transformation and expression, creativity, and anything else that your imaginal cells are calling for. And I'm also going to have guests. I'm really excited about some of the people who are already slotted to come on. And other times I will be flying solo. Flying. That pun was totally intended. I will be butterflying solo sometimes. But I'm really excited to see where this goes. So thank you for being with me here on the very first episode. Please connect with me. I'm on Instagram at Lori Sasse. That's LoriSase, my formal name. Or my website, LoriSase.com. And please sign up for my newsletter. I would love to connect with you and be in contact and be available. So let me know how this landed for you and what your imaginal selves are saying in these moments. And I look forward to seeing you next time. And please look after yourself and know that I'm here if you need anything. All right, take really good care.